Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike and I were just talking about Atlanta influencing everything. Our city influences everything. We got to dive into this. Except sports.
Yes.
And I'm being serious.
Music, film, television.
Look at the shirt. I didn't even know Gordon had that shirt on. And I'm being serious about this. We influence everything.
Pop culture flows from the A.
Everything, right? Except sports. We're going to dive into this because we were talking about Trae Young and that all that stuff with Steve Koonin. That is on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks. Guys, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we appreciate you being here on a Friday, hanging out with us. We have a lot to get to, and we will talk about Miguel Almirón and his return. Yesterday was a pretty incredible moment for him at the airport, as we talked a little bit about before the top of the hour. This hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's happy. Happy hour. Every Friday, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, so make sure you make your way there to Buffalo Wild Wings. We're also going to talk about not only Miguel Almirón, but for those who missed Michael Money Harris, who stopped by the show, talking about the Braves and where he's at. That is back. That is on the way, should I say, as well in the 6 o'clock hour. Great conversation, Mike, with him. Such a down-to-earth dude. And we always talk about this, rootable guys.
Yes.
We have a bunch of rootable guys on our Braves squad that you want to cheer on and, more importantly, hope the best, man. This is why we have one of the best teams in the major leagues.
Right on. And now just this year, staying healthy. We just talked to Steve Koonin about the Hawks' inability to stay healthy. And we'll see. I mean, it's just frustrating. Look, if they actually make any moves that aren't lateral, that would be interesting. I can understand maybe getting some salary off the books. But then let's reinvest that in the offseason. Let's not just sit on our hands, wait to be seen on that, all that. Meanwhile, we also spoke to our buddy Jarvis Davis, our old engineer who works for ESPN Plus and has done podcasting. He's down in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. He was standing right there when this video that's gone super viral, Mike Green basically destroys Connerly, the tackle from the Oregon Ducks, who we just learned today from Chris, our producer, has been named the best offensive lineman on his squad.
What?
For the Senior Bowl down in Mobile. So, look, the Buckeyes also did the same thing in that Rose Bowl.
They did.
But it is interesting to see that where Mike Green's going to go. A lot of people now feel that this is that Jadeveon Clowney Outback Bowl moment against Michigan. And then you say, okay, is he going to be stuck with this hype? Is he going to live up to this hype? But it's certainly he's going to have a lot of juice and can only now his stock go down. That's why he said, I'm done. No reason for me to play now.
I agree. No, look, you got to make smart decisions when it comes to, you know, you've shown something that everybody wondered, which was, to be honest with you, bull rush, and it was power.
Can a guy from Marshall beat a guy from a Power 5 conference or Power 4 conference team, and he destroyed him?
Well, he, again, you talk about leading the country in sacks, but also the power. He's a little light. 230, 240, he came in there at 250. Does he really have any power? And then he shows you that, and you go, okay, I don't need to show you anything else. Like, you wonder, go watch the tape now and watch these sacks, how I got them, and more importantly, I've shown you up close and personal.
Right.
All these scouts were there. I'm with him. I would have stepped away, too, and been like, I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
I do get a kick out of some of these guys. I mean, yeah, I played edge rush back in high school. I don't know what the hype's about. He fell down when he blocked the guy.
Yeah.
Not like he's going to get to the quarterback. He knocked him on his butt, so what?
Yeah.
But anyway, he's a guy that's going to get a lot of juice.
It's not about that play.
No,
it's smarty pants.
Exactly,
it's about the next play.
Correct.
And then a big third down in the fourth quarter when I've run through you like that, and that's
right.
What you're expecting, and then I run right past you.
Right. But we all know edge rush is the scene, although I did bring up to Carl earlier in the show, would they surprise us the way they did in 16, where it was linebacker, all we talked about was linebacker, then we went with a safety in Keanu Neal, and then Debo came in the second round back in 2016. You know what distracts me sometimes? When women have sparkles on their chest. Is that just me? It takes my line of sight from the face down to... Anyway, it is Dukes of Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We were just talking about, you know, could you see us maybe going corner if they've earmarked an edge rusher who's already somehow gone by the time we select this year?
Yeah, look,
I mean, this is, I'm just trying to prepare the ground
three
for Falcon fans.
Three positions of need. Which one is the top need? You would say edge. But I would tell you interior defensive line as well.
But if you feel this draft is so deep you can get your guy in the second round, I mean, you better get Rukaroro must become the man.
Well.
And, you know, I mean, there's too many variables to not go D-line in that first pick.
Well,
I think there aren't a lot of Falcon fans.
I just think, again, if you are going to get more versatile and more size, which is what they tried to do last year. We talked about why they drafted some of those guys. But I would tell you the pecking order, and again, we'll figure this out along the way, but it is pass rush. It is interior defensive line, Mike, and it is also corner. But I'll tell you this. Are we going to go address maybe and get a linebacker or two in free agency? Because that is something that we can just check off and say, great, Caden Ellis. And I had this argument. One of our guys, his name's Zeke, he was like, I don't understand why you're so high on Caden Ellis. Did you see what he did? And go look at the numbers.
He does his job.
He was the most productive linebacker on your team. Now, you're going to say it was a bad defense. It doesn't matter.
And I don't think Jimmy Lake used him the right way the first quarter of the season.
Early on. He was a different guy in the second half.
Right.
He showed us enough that he can play and play well. Don't try to, you know, compound your problems, Mike. He's okay. Let's go get a couple other guys that can play.
And look, if you want to keep Nate Landman, that's cool too. I mean, there's only so many guys you're going to have in that depth chart at linebacker. The biggest thing we talked about earlier – I still don't know. I'd like to think that Troy Anderson can give us more what he did against the Saints. Pick six, super athletic, sideline to sideline. But until he can give me 16 or 17 games a season, which he hasn't shown the ability to do.
I totally agree. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We're here live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out until 7 o'clock. Also, along the way, guys, we'll talk more about the Super Bowl and all those sacks the Eagles had. Did not win them a Super Bowl the last time. But this defense may be better. We're going to get into that as well.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.